Well, good morning. And now it's snowing out. Getting that very Christmas in Minnesota feel. Not quite the Palm Springs Christmas, but it's certainly Christmas in Minnesota is supposed to have snow. And I entirely forgot that we're going to do communion. Just boom. We're going to do it after the message. That's good. Oh, goodness. I was thinking about it earlier, but just... I'm just sitting there listening to the song with Peggy singing. Oh, thank you. Well, this morning we're going to take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we're going to finish it. Chapter 15, that is. We're going to start with the 35th verse. Again, it's another big chunk, but we're going to take it in one bite here, as it all, I think, goes together. So, again, if you have your Bibles, open them up. You know, please write and take notes in those things. Even though we throw it up on the screen, we want to be getting into the Word ourselves. Okay. Chapter 15, verse 35. But someone may ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish! What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, do you not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat or of something else? But God gives it a body as He has determined, and to each kind of seed He gives its own body. All flesh is not the same. Men have one kind of flesh, animals another. Birds another, and fish another. There are also heavenly bodies, and there are earthly bodies. But the splendor of the heavenly bodies is one kind, and the splendor of the earthly bodies is another. The sun is one kind of splendor, the moon another, and the stars another, and the stars differ from star in splendor. So it will be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is imperishable, or this body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural. And after that, the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth. The second man, from heaven. And as the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. And as the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have become the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, the mortal with the immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with the immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work in the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you that the earthly is just the seed for the heavenly. Lord, we ask that you would open up your word here and give us really true spiritual understanding, not earthly or wisdom of man, but the wisdom of heaven, the knowledge that comes directly through your Holy Spirit, through the reading of your word, the opening of our hearts and our minds. Lord, speak to us now. Use me, Lord, to encourage and bless your people. Let my words be according to your will. And might they speak your truth in power. Lord, bless us here this day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody here ever garden? Ever been work a farm? Anybody not ever put a seed in the ground and saw something grow? People are asking Paul, well, what about when we die? You know, we're going to have the same thing, same body? Are we going to look alike? Paul's going, what makes you think this way? See, if I plant a seed, what do I get back? Do I get back just the seed, or do I get something else? I get something much more, which the seed is just a part of. It's the seed of. Just a couple weeks ago, Peggy had little packets with a mustard seed in them. Itty bitty tiny seed. It grows a great big plant that stands about yay tall from the floor. About this tall. They get big from itty bitty seed. Does the plant look like the seed? No. Does any plant look like its seed? No. Can you tell? Well, when the plant itself grows up and goes to seed, we can see, recognize the original seed as part of it. But for most of its life, we don't. Corn stalk doesn't start off with ears of corn on it. Wheat doesn't start off with a head of wheat. It grows and comes to that point. But yet people had this idea that when they were born again, that, well, my body's going to look like this. I'm going to look like this, right? Be me. Yeah, you'll be you, but it's not going to be the same you that you think you are now. You're going to be more. Just as that seed is the same seed. The same plant. You put the seed in the ground and the plant comes up. It's from the seed. But it's not the seed anymore. It's the seed more. The seed has grown. It has become the plant. And if you didn't know the relationship between the seed and the plant, you might not realize them. But these were all, this was an agrarian society. They were all farmers, just as we had all, everyone here has planted and grown something at some time. Everybody there knew about seeds. He's saying, come on, people understand here. We right now are nothing much more, nothing more than a seed. That's why I titled this one, Hey Seed. Well, there's a little bit of a pun there. Sometimes we're a hay seed, and you know, got to chaw on that piece of grass or a twig or something, and guy fell off the turnip truck in the big city. They call him a hay seed because they don't know what they're talking about in the big city. Take him out to the field, and he knows what he's doing. And that's where we're at. See, we're just a bunch of seeds. And we're going to be planted. Or we'll be changed in the blink of an eye. One of the two. And what's sown is perishable. What is raised up is imperishable. See, we're told that the splendor is going to be different. And just as the splendor is different from star to star, we'll still be different, each one. But we're different than dogs or cats or cows or horses or fish or trees. We're not the same. See, the Holy Spirit was breathed into us by God when He gave us life. And Jesus came to be that second Adam. Just as in the first Adam, we all die. The second Adam, we all are resurrected. Here, what's resurrected, what dies is perishable. What's resurrected is imperishable. It's from heaven. He's the breath of heaven. And I loved you when you're singing that song today. Because it's the breath of heaven that's coming down to each of us. And this is what's going to happen. It's not a maybe. It's not a possibility. This is what is going to be. The seeds shall fall to the ground, and they shall be raised up. They shall grow. The first man was the dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. And as is the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. It's Jesus. It's Christ. It's the Son of our Heavenly Father. He came from heaven. Now he was clothed in the perishable, but he himself is imperishable. And we didn't see all his glory. But we will. People have continually tried to find ways to earn their way into heaven, to find another route into heaven. There's only one way into heaven, through the gate of Jesus. Through believing on Him as Lord and Savior, to turning to Him and saying, I'm a sinner, and I repent of my sins. That is, I turn from my sin, I turn towards You, God. And I receive the work you did for me on the cross, forgiving me my sins. And I will follow you. You will be my Lord. I submit myself under your authority. When we do that, then we become those citizens of heaven. See, we enter. Anybody read their daily bread today? I know they weren't passed out earlier. You know, I do mine online, so I forget to look at the book. But today it talks about that. How we're... We are made anew in Christ. And it's not the old, the perishable, but it's the heavenly portion which becomes the citizen. When we accept Christ, we freely join into the kingdom of heaven. We're not necessarily born into it. We don't take a test and go before a judge and say, you know, I want to become a citizen. The way we become a citizen of heaven is we go to Jesus and we say, I'm a sinner and you've forgiven me of my sins. Please be my Savior, be my Lord. That's how we become citizens of heaven, through our free and intentional will. We try to get to heaven through our flesh and our blood, and it just doesn't work. It's only the imperishable that will go there. And we have this encouragement that Paul gives us in a couple places. It's one that's often read at funerals about how he's going to come back and there will be that trumpet call. And those who are still alive will be immediately transformed. Why? Because this perishable cannot enter into the imperishable, into the kingdom of heaven. We need to be transformed into that imperishable with that glory. We will be much more like Christ in that manner. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. And then, where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? We're just seeds. And when seeds go in the ground and die, they're reborn into something more. Isn't that an amazing truth that Jesus is giving us? So much more. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. This is the end. The labor is not in vain. When we do fall asleep, when we die, when we are buried, when the seed is planted, it will be transformed. And what will come forth is so much more. It brings forth the victory over death. It brings forth the victory that is in Jesus. You might just close with that song. I don't know. Think about that. When Jesus died on the cross and then was buried in the tomb, 3 days later, he was raised up. The first fruits for all of mankind. He had taken on the perishable body and come to earth. But he was raised up, and all that was perishable was taken away and became imperishable. Show us the way so that we could be encouraged, so that we could be blessed, so that we could better follow him and be like him, because that is what we're going to. That's the destination to which we are traveling in this life. We're going to be more like Jesus. We will each be changed from the perishable to the imperishable. And death is overcome. Sin is overcome through God's grace. And the splendor of our King will be an amazing thing. Because then we'll be able to see it. As the elders come forward, we're going to